was the last time that they heard you say, Mother or Father, I love you? And when was the last time that they heard you say, Daughter or Son, I love you? Say you cherish every day, can instantly be taken away. Then you'd say, I know this can't be true, when you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. When was the last time?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Texas, same number. You know, Evan, man, you're discovering Stevie Wonder. And
this is a newer one for me, man. It is.
Well, that is, and I don't know how you wound up finding that one, but that's one of my all-time favorites, you know, that he's made. But I've been following him he's been producing records since he was 10 years old.
And I'll be the first to admit, you know, this is not a music station, but music is so important. It's extremely important, you know?
All right. So I wanted to talk. I would be unmindful if I didn't talk about a pileup that took place between, I think it's Oseo and Black River Falls. You familiar with 94?
Yeah. I'm not familiar. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Interstate 94 remains closed in Hickston, Wisconsin. 10 hours after the first reported crash Thursday morning between Oseo and Black River Falls, where over 50 cars in a pileup.
It's now over 100.
Oh, it's now over 100.
Yeah, more than a dozen people hurt.
Man.
Good Lord, everybody,
cars.
Be safe.
You know, and they said it was icy roads. And you know, many of those people were on their way to holiday visits.
Yep.
With their loved ones. And, you know, man, I tell you, man, it's so heartbreaking. You just think about how fortunate we all are. Anytime we get on the highway, because all it takes is one person.
And it's like really dangerous, you know, like,
yeah,
it's one of the most dangerous modes of transportation. And I forget it every single day that I get in my car to head to work. You know, I feel safe in my bubble. I'm an extremely careful driver. I'll say that at the top.
Well, but it doesn't have to be you.
That's right.
All it has to be is one person.
Yeah, you got to be paying attention.
Yeah, and one person does not pay attention in a 100 car pileup.
I mean, every day I'm reminded there's that case that just got through the courts, that young man who got a 101-year sentence for an accident involving his semi. Now, four people were killed. It's, you know, this was right. A fender bender, but 101 years.
You know, man, there are a lot of people who love the highway. They love the driving. I'm not one.
Yeah,
I had a horrific accident on the highway.
Okay.
Fell asleep behind the wheel. And anytime I'm on the highway, I just am, you know, my mind, you know, only through God's grace was my family spared.
Yeah.
But and I didn't kill anybody else. But, you know, whenever I'm on the highway, man, I'm just pins and needles. And can't ever enjoy
sure
that open ride, man, because it always takes me back to that time. But anyway, let's go to this, man. I wanted to contrast the story of Miss Potter or Police Officer Kim Potter with this story. You know, this past Monday, your favorite celebrity, Kyle Rittenhouse, was on stage doing a week-long event for Turning Point USA.
Oh, man. It was the footage I saw was so messed up. It was so, you would have thought the Scorpions were putting on a reunion show. Pyrotechnics and LED screens and, oh, it was insane.
And received a thunderous reception from the audience, minting him as the latest conservative hero after his acquittal in the shooting deaths of these two people. Now contrast that. This police officer, Kim Potter, as a law enforcement officer, killed this young man. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get 7 to 15 years. Kyle Rittenhouse killed two people, injured another one, maimed another one, and he's a hero.
Yeah, help me
understand that, Evan.
I'll lose sleep over that for the rest of my life, just to see how the tensions, how the not misunderstandings, it's willful ignorance of our society was wielded as a weapon in that case. They took the confusion that people have, the uncertainty that people have about this stuff, and used it against the public.
Well, and the point is, they're parading him around the nation.
Yeah.
And making him a multimillionaire and a hero. And during this holiday, while he's traveling around the country and giving the heroes welcome, the family members of those who were murdered by him are going to have to go through their holidays. Help me figure that out, Evan. And yet here, this punk, because that's who Kyle Rittenhouse is, and he's arrogant and aloof.
Yeah, on it, yes.
I told you Miss Potter was remorseful.
What kind of message does that send you? That if you're remorseful and you show that you have that you share accountability in what you do and how it affects the world, that if you do that, you're putting yourself at risk.
And yet this punk rubs it in the faces,
yeah,
of the family members, and he's been made a hero. And you just wonder, man, and they said that Kyle Rittenhouse was oppressed.
Ugh.
It's what the conservatives,
make me puke, man.
Huh?
Gonna make me throw up in my mouth. That's awful.
The ludicrous idea that the conservatives are particularly oppressed has been a theme of right-wing activism at large throughout the Trump era. Conservative media has anointed the teenager who now stands to make untold sums of money from his newfound celebrity as an avatar of this imagined oppression for the next generation of conservatives, many of which flock to the youth-oriented American Fest. Rittenhouse has gladly accepted the mantle. He even teased that he might sue the media for defaming him. Now, you know, it almost makes you want to throw up, because nobody has enough common sense to tell him, sit down and shut up. Don't you understand how fortunate you were? But no, he's walking around with a smile on his face and his head held high, instead of walking around with his head down in shame. If he had any humanistic qualities, that's what he would be doing, is keeping his head low, not walking around with his head held high. The contrast between that case and Kim Potter's case, man, they're so telling And you can't help but look at the contrast between the way both of those cases were handled. You know, both basically, you know, where people looked at what took place, both egregious situations. But the fact that a police officer is going to get the 7 to 15 years, and a punk like Kyle Rittenhouse gets to walk, is where you really need to look at this and try to dismantle it and take it apart. And I'm looking at a picture of him smiling. You know, he's going to be a celebrity. He's going to wind up running for office. A punk kid who, you know, has no remorse. What do you say? 844-967-2789. Should there be any comparison between Rittenhouse and what former officer Potter said after? You know, they both murdered someone, and she did nothing but cry, and her tears were real, and apologize. You know, even though apology is not enough, because she can't bring people back. You know, the punk Rittenhouse didn't even consider that. Had no compassion whatsoever, and now he is a media darling. I really don't, for the life of me, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I wish there was, you know. And what Officer Potter did should never be looked at as if all police officers are that same way and do the exact same thing. They don't. You know, we're at a point right now where Democrats have taken a hit nationally, because there are people who are saying defund the police and cut back on resources that go to police departments. And I never, ever thought that was the right way to approach it. And I spoke out on these airwaves that I thought it was the crazy idea to say defund the police. And not just defund the police, but, you know, at a time that we were dealing with all these different issues, with you know, crime and those kinds of things, that you would even consider taking more police off the street. You know, if you live in a safe community, a safe neighborhood, I get that. But if you live in an area where, you know, the crime is so horrible as it is in many centers across this nation, just the thought of pulling police officers away, I thought was a bad idea from the onset. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The one for whom you give your very life could be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Through your tears you'd ask, why did you go, knowing you